homes in the mad town free show.
All right, so every now and then I like to do this. I like to let everybody get on the radio and call out their bitch-ass neighbor. Your nasty, crazy-ass, nosy neighbor. You got a neighbor that just sucks, won't stay out of your business, causes all kind of problems? You get on the radio tonight, and you get to put them on blast. How's that
it's
work?
It's the free show. It's the free show. If you ain't heard about it, hear about it, sit somewhere and listen to it.
This is the station that sounds like summer in Bad Town. 93.1 Jams. It's the Freak Show. Yo.
Hey, I want to talk about my crappy-ass neighbor.
Oh, yeah. You want to call out your crappy-ass neighbor? Hit me up right now. 321-0931. It's Jams. Most music Bad Town is on 93.1 Jams. It's the Freak Show, and we're letting you call out your crappy neighbor on the radio tonight. Yep.
Okay, so this crappy neighbor, right, she just was jealous and very insecure. She's probably in her 60s, and I'm like 23. And she would always get mad because, you know, she never had a companion. And when I broke up with my companion, I had another companion. She started calling the police just because I had a new boyfriend. And you know, when I was single, she was happy that I was single. And then it's all of a sudden when I got a boyfriend, she was angry. And so she started calling the police and like for nothing. And I'd just be in my apartment. And, like, they would knock on my door like, oh my God, your neighbor just said you're being thrown against the wall. And I'd be like, what?
First of all, I think it's absolutely rude of you to not have invited her over to let her have a little some of your boyfriend, too, you know?
Well, it's funny because before I was into menage a trois, and I actually did invite her over. But that was in my first relationship. After the second relationship, I wanted him all to myself.
Hit up the Freak Show now. 321-0931-931-CHANCE.
Most music in Mad Town is on 93.1 Jams. What up?
I have the worst neighbor ever.
Oh, you do?
I've lived here 3 years. We live in a duplex. I have neighbors that from the first of the month to the 15th of the month, we either need a shovel or we need to mow the lawn. And then the second half of the month, they need to do it. They never do it. They never take their garbage out to the garbage at the week that they... The garbage is supposed to go out.
Right. So what does it do? Does it all just pile up or what?
Oh, my God. It is absolutely ridiculous.
Station that sounds like summer in Mad Town. It's 93.1 Jams. Holmes and the Freak Show letting you call out your crappy-ass neighbor right now. It's 321-0931. Tell me your story.
Okay, so I was on the Judge Matheson show because my neighbor, I accidentally punched her in the nose.
Hold on. You mean her face accidentally ran into your fist?
Yes, her face accidentally ran into my fist.
Now, did Judge Matheson, did he believe that? Because Judge Matheson doesn't f*** around, you know.
He was really, really upset with me, but I actually, like, helped her win her case because I admitted to actually, you know, her face running into my fist.
Oh, right. So you lost the case, right?
Yeah, I lost the case.
I got you. Did Judge Mathis at least give you a hug, like a nice little inappropriate hug at the end of the show, at the end of the taping?
No, you know what? At the beginning, I let him know how handsome he was.
Wait, did you go on Judge Mathis to lose the case just so that you could get Judge Mathis to feel sorry for you?
Kinda.
And Kyla.
All we need to start it is now.
Freak Show.
Get down. 93.1 Jams. Station that sounds like summer in Mad Town. This is 93.1 Jams. It is Holmes and the Freak Show. We're letting you call out your crappy ass neighbor on the radio tonight at 321-0931. Yes, sir.
So my dad, being the a-hole that he is, he became the bad neighbor because our next neighbor had this really, like, he had like this prize guard in the backyard where, like, it took up the entire backyard, so his kids didn't even have a place to play or anything. It was just his big garden. And my dad had, a refrigerator in the garage, and he would put, We'd Be Gone in ice cube trays. And when they froze, then overnight he would throw ice cubes over the fence into the dude's garden.
And it would melt, it would kill his grass?
And was killing his grass, killing his big flowers, killing everything.
That is hilarious. I love that.
Hit up the Freak Show now. 321-0931.
93.1
Jams.
The Freak Show. 93.1
Jams.